And he just didn't have to touch it. I believe he'd get it in the air.
My gosh, poor boy.
And he used to get poison often when he stayed here with me.
Well, now what about poison ivy? Do you have poison ivy?
Yeah.
Is that different from poison oak?
Yeah, poison oak, if I understand each one right, grows up in a big old stalk, and it's just as full of stickers as it can be. Mm-hmm. We've got them things down here. And that poison ivy, if I understand it right, is a vine that grew on the fence in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's poison to a lot of people, but it's not to me.
What about the tree that has great big white flowers?
Magnolia?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you heard that called anything besides magnolia?
No, we have a bay tree that has smaller white flowers.
Mm-hmm.
All down in the branch.
Do you have cucumber trees?
Never
know. Laurel trees?
Well, they are a laurel tree, but I don't know what it is. I've never had it, but I've noticed it in the catalog.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what about rhododendron or mountain laurel?
Oh, yeah, a rhododendron. I am.
Uh-huh. And what does that look like?
Well, you can grow that in pots here, the rhododendron plant. Just makes a pretty green plant for the house.
Mm-hmm.
It don't bloom. It's just a green foliage.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a woman whose husband is dead?
A widow, I guess.
Okay. And what do you call somebody's male parent?
A male parent?
Uh-huh.
You mean a bird or a child?
No, that's right, a child's male parent.
Father, I reckon.
Okay, and the female parent?
Mother.
Okay, and both of them together are persons.
Man and wife.
Yeah, and the people you might speak of as mama and daddy, or they're your
parents.
Okay, fine.
child.
That's right. It seems to me
a child.
You speak of your father as daddy. Is that?
Yeah. A lot of time, Lord. People say daddy.
Uh-huh. And how was it you spoke with your mother? I spoke to her. What did you call her?
Well, I always called her mama.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you ever call them anything else besides mama and daddy? And what about grandparents? How did you speak of your grandparents?
I never had a grandparent that I knew.
Well,
but then I guess I would say grandpa and grandmother.
Okay.
My grandchildren call me grandmother and granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard people speak of children as young'uns or kids or chaps?
Yeah. Or bats. What I never did like.
Do you ever use any of those?
Oh, no.
You just call them children. Let's see, if a person has a name that only his family and his close friends call him by, you know, everybody else calls him something else, what do you call that name that's the one that the family uses? What I'm thinking of is something like a pet name or a basket name. Are you familiar with any of those? Either of those?
No, I don't call any of mine a pet name, and they don't meet. Let's see. Now, I've got a grandson. His name's Barry, and they call him Bugs.
Okay.
And my daughter-in-law, when they first got married, her folks called her Tilly. Her name is Nell.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to calling her Tilly. But as for Wallace, he's always been Wallace to me.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the thing that you put a baby in and push it?
A carriage?
Okay.